They
really.
preferred the, for various reasons, the lower Kamennistic quad. They preferred. I mean, there could be any number of reasons. I think they probably assumed that the elevator foundations were maybe better protected along the Kamennistic quad. They also, I think, felt that they got exemption from taxation from the municipality of Nibing, which they couldn't achieve with Port Arthur. And also, they had this deal with Hudson's Bay Company. So those are at least three reasons why the Lower Kamennistikwa was, a better choice. So there's poor Port Arthur. It has the grain elevator. It thought it might have had the grain trade and the coal trade, but they vanished. They were gone within a year or so. And so then they thought, well, what can we do? We'll tax what they've got there. And the CPR was willing to pay nothing since it already. They knew they were going to get a tax exemption out of Nibing. It took them a while to get it. I don't think they really concluded it definitely until about 1889 with Nibing, but they knew they were going to get it. And Port Arthur wanted, it was desperately needed money. They didn't have anything else. And so the famous tax dispute came to a head in 1889 where they seized a train in December 1889. And the CPR had to pay up, not the taxes, but they had to pay to release the train. They sent the bailiff in and said, you owe us money, so pay. But they Van Horn said, I'm going to pull out every stick of wood out of this place, and he did. He number one, he told every all the CPR employees, anybody who was living there, to move over, because but at that time Fort William was so primitive that. Like the superintendent lived in Port Arthur, the grain inspector lived in Port Arthur, everybody lived in Port Arthur, the sellers, you name it, they all lived in Port Arthur. He said, every one of you, if you want to stay employed with the CPR, you're going to move to Fort William. So they all had to move over.